When transmission outpaces the system built to stop it, what breaks first, the machinery or the people running it? Al Jazeera reports the Democratic Republic of Congo's Ebola outbreak is accelerating faster than containment can manage, with the virus spreading across regions while healthcare infrastructure strains under the load. The crisis reveals what happens when public health becomes a race the outbreak is already winning. Hypatia of Alexandria has the first word on systems and their limits, then Benjamin Franklin.
I have seen this geometry before. In Alexandria, the plague moves through the quarter like a proof whose premises we refuse to examine. Each carrier a point, each contact a line, the whole figure expanding faster than the physician's compass can trace it. The sickness does not negotiate with our capacity to respond. It obeys only its own necessary ratio. The astrolabe measures the star's position by comparing what moves to what stands fixed. Here, the fixed point is missing. No shared measure between the healer's knowledge and the sufferer's fear, between the city that sends aid and the village that hides its dead. When the messenger outruns the message, the calculation collapses. We taught that matter receives form without being altered by it. But contagion is the counterproof, matter that becomes the form it receives, each body rewriting the next in the same fatal script. The Serapeum burned because we believed stone could protect what only living practice sustains. The same error governs this crisis. Dispatch remedies as though they were geometric truths, forgetting that a proof requires a mind to follow it. The sickness spreads in the gap between knowing and doing. What would it mean to build a containment that moves at the speed of trust?
The post from Kinshasa arrived on my desk this morning. You will have seen it too. The maps bleeding red across the eastern provinces. I read of a fever they call Ebola, and though the name is strange to me, the shape of the thing is not. Dr. Mitchell wrote to me from Philadelphia in 45, describing a yellow fever that moved faster than our cordon, faster than the purge in the Lancet, faster than the Board of Health could post its notices. The bilious vomit, the black stool, the yellow suffusing the skin, he called it an icing rashes, a yellow effusion, and noted it never left a man without a purge at the decline. We thought we knew the humors. We thought the viscid bile could be drawn off. You watch the numbers climb now as I watch the bills of mortality climb in 93 and 97 and 98. The coffins stacked at the burying ground. The ships quarantined at the wharf. The healthy fleeing to Germantown, leaving the poor to die in the alleys. We had no coordination then. Each township its own rules. Each doctor his own theory. The College of Physicians arguing while the sextons ran out of ground. The contagion does not respect jurisdictions. It does not wait for committees. A disease that outruns the response is a fire that outruns the bucket line. The only bucket that matters is the one already in the hand when the alarm sounds.
Al Jazeera carried the piece. When containment lags behind transmission, the gap itself becomes the crisis, the system's inability to match pace. That's old news for today.